So welcome everybody to Webinar Wednesday from Sight and Sound Technology. My name is Stuart Lawler, and as always, my colleague Carl Braley is with me, and we're delighted to be back for another week. This week, we have Graeme Longley from Aspire Consultancy joining us. I'm absolutely really impressed with the breadth of the product portfolio that Graeme has, and he'll talk a lot about that. And we'll talk to Graeme in just a sec. But before we do that, of course, quick reminders as always that you can interact with us today on the Zoom meeting platform if you want by activating the chat option with Alt and H on a computer, with Command and H on the Mac, or if you're using a mobile app, activate the chat button. If you want to raise your hand and speak to us at any time during the session, you can also do so by raising your hand with Alt and Y on the PC, Command and Y on the Mac, or on the mobile app, press the raise hand button, and Carl will keep an eye on the hands and we'll go back and forth. Now, just before we do introduce Graeme, a quick update that next week, first Wednesday in August, we don't have a Webinar Wednesday. We're going to take a break, but the following week, we're coming back with a charity special, and we're going to be talking to Blind Veterans UK, because we want to try to understand how the COVID-19 pandemic has had an impact on the charity sector. So 2 weeks' time, it's going to be really interesting, really exciting to find out how Blind Veterans UK are working for our charity special on the 12th of August. No Webinar Wednesday next week. Okay, so let me introduce Graeme Longley from Aspire Consultancy. Graeme has been running Aspire Consultancy since 1999, so he knows his stuff. He's been around for a while, and he's also a trainer, and he provides a wide range of products, providing a nationwide service across the UK. Graeme, we're absolutely delighted that you've taken time to join us today, and I'll hand it over to you. And again, thank you very much.
That's great. So first, I'd like to say a massive thank you to Stuart and Carl and Sight and Sound for giving me the opportunity to come and join you this afternoon. Tiny little bit of background. So Aspire Consultancy, as Stuart said, we started in 1999. We're an independent company, and we're not tied to any particular products. So independent and freelance. And I'm going to talk about Stuart used the word breadth of products that we do sell. I counted it up just before we started, and I got to about 93, so just under 100, with one or two that I couldn't actually get a figure for because they were all like different variations of products. So personally, I lost my sight between the ages of 8 and 18. I went through the specialist education system during the 80s, and it was during post-university when I was in a graduate management trainee role that I wasn't enjoying in HR and training. I came up with the idea of starting Aspire. So I left, started setting up in 98, and then launched it in March of 1999. So we've been going just over 21 years. So what I'd like to do is initially to talk about the different types of product that we sell and the products within those different categories, and then the training, the refurbished equipment that we do. And then I've got some specific gadgets that I've picked out that are on my desk in front of me, which I will come back to once I've done the kind of the first bit. And at some point, maybe if you guys could maybe tell me when we're kind of 10, 15 minutes in, we can maybe pause for some questions. I've got no easy way of not distracting myself while looking at the clock. So
I'll keep an eye on the time for you.
Thank
okay.
You, Stuart.
Do a bit of a ding when we're 15 minutes so in. Okay.
Awesome, thank you. So please do ask lots of questions. Hopefully I'm going to know the answers, and if I don't, one of these guys might say. So I'm going to start with the low vision. So for any of you low vision users in the audience this afternoon, before I say that, I wanted just to say that we've been Sight and Sound resellers since day one. And there are certain products that we supply through Sight and Sound, which is the JAWS, Fusion, Open Book, Kurzweil Software, Indexing Bosses, Duxbury, Polaris, and there are one or two other ranges which are escaping me at the moment. But in terms of low vision, we do a range of electronic video magnifiers. We do the whole of the Clover range, 3, 5, 7 and 10 inch portable Clover video magnifiers. And we've just got on the website the new desktop Clover books, which I don't know a great deal about yet because they've only gone on the website in the last week and I haven't actually seen any yet. The portable ones I'm certainly familiar with. We're also doing the Mercury tablet based 10 and 12 inch video magnifiers, which they also speak, and they have OCR capability. And one of the things I'm going to come back to, if people want to know more about it, is the Mercury Pocket Voice, which is a 5 inch or 5.5 inch handheld video magnifier, which not only does it read aloud, but it also is fully voice activated. And we think it's the only ones that we've seen, certainly in the world. I just need to get back to a different screen. There we go.
Can I just say, while you just pause there, just for one moment, because I know Stuart missed it again. Guys, if you do want to ask any questions, could you please make sure that you assign it to all panelists and attendees? So that means everyone will be able to see the questions you're asking, rather than just us three that are sat here. Thank you.
I need to have a script, and I need to put that in at the very top. Thank you, Carl. Apologies to everyone.
Sorry about that, Graham.
That's all right, Carl. No problem. So just because those are the video magnifiers that are on our website, the ones that we have been supplying, we are very much a solutions-based company. So if we work out with a customer that, you know, a Ruby or a Topaz or a Sapphire or something, you know, one of the Optelec compacts or something is a better option, which has happened recently, actually, then we can supply kind of pretty much anything. It's just that we can't put everything on the website. But if somebody wants something specific, then because of the relationships we've built up with the different companies in the UK, there is pretty much no reason why we can't get hold of pretty much anything at all, really. So the only other thing we do kind of low vision wise is the spectacle binoculars that some of you might have seen, which double the size of everything to 2x magnification. They're built into spectacle frames, or they come in a clip-on. They're the Eschenbach Max TV glasses, which they do for watching TV, for detailed close-up work, and also they put an anti-glare coating on the TV ones and sell those as the detailed ones. Personally, I can't actually really see well enough to demonstrate video magnifiers. For anybody that's ever seen us at an exhibition, I have my trusty sidekick Nigel to do that for me. Normally he's not here today, and as I said to Stuart at the top, even the dog's gone out, so it's really just me today. In terms of Braille equipment, one of the things I have on my desk, which I will hold up to the camera in a bit, is in fact, I'll tell you what, I'll do it now. For any of you that are able to see the camera, and I'm hoping, Carl, that's roughly in line with the camera.
You haven't got your camera live.
Okay, that's obviously, it muted me, and it obviously turned the...
No, it wasn't on. This is why when you said about your hair, I was a little bit confused.
I can't start my video because the host has stopped it. It's a message.
Hang on. That's Stuart again.
Sorry, I think there is...
There's some sabotage, Graham, going on here. No,
we're honestly not trying to...
No, I'm joking with you. Shall I try again, or...?
We'll just, I think Carl is just switching the video. And just while we're doing that, reminding people again, you can raise your hand with Alt and Y, and you can type in the chat with Alt and H. And if you type in the chat, please type, send your message to all panelists and attendees. Otherwise,
won't let me change. I think it's your end, Graham.
Say again.
I think it's your end.
No, I'm getting a message saying...
Okay, hang on a sec. Let me have a quick look at this.
You cannot start your video because the host has stopped it.
Okay.
And I'm not the host.
I was going to say it hasn't been running yet because I haven't seen you.
I wish you.
Let me have a look at this for a sec, Graham, and if you keep going, I'll work on this in the background.
Okay. So in terms of the Braille equipment, we have the 6-dot electronic Braille labeler, which looks a bit like a Braille note taker. If we do ever get the video working, some of you might be able to see it. So it's literally got a. It's kind of a bit of an oval shape, and it's got the Perkins keys on the top with a space bar and a button in the middle which acts as a cutter. It's got two arrow keys on it, which we don't know what they are, and they're not in the manual, and the manufacturers don't seem to know what they're supposed to do, so we don't think they do anything. And this, as you braille, you get Dymo tape coming out the back of it that actually writes your label while you're brailing it out. And it's also got a Braille translation built into it from just about any language, so that you can plug a QWERTY keyboard in. We sell a Dell keyboard with that Enables somebody who doesn't know Braille in a school, or if we've got any educators on the line this afternoon, the schools will buy those to produce Braille labels, and a Senko or whatever can plug a QWERTY into that.
Graham, you can start your video now. We should be able to see your video. Oops, and we should see the Braille labeler.
Hang on. There we go.
Okay.
Look at the hair. Can you see me now, Carl?
Yes, you're right. Yeah, look at the hair.
So is that roughly in line with the camera?
If you can lift it up.
There.
That's it. That's perfect.
So for anybody who has got visionaries on the call this afternoon, that is what the six-dot Braille labeler looks like. As I say, it looks a tiny bit like maybe one of the older Braille note takers. We also do that with a two-year extended warranty with some extra labels and the QWERTY keyboard as a bundle. We've got those on offer just at the moment. So in terms of the rest of the Braille products, we kind of do the bread and butter stuff. I love the Polaris. We do those. We do the index embossers. And we do quite a range of Braille displays, actually. We do the Focus, which we get from you guys. We do the Essis displays. Various different sizes, which are the Euro Braille ones that come from Paris. And we are now bringing the Baum stuff, Baum, what was formerly the Baum equipment, back into the UK, which is now branded as Visio Braille. Again, we've only just started supplying that. So again, there's a couple of video magnifiers there. There's the Visio Book and the Visio Desk. And there's the 20 and 40 cell Vario, what were originally branded as the Baum Vario Ultra Braille displays, which are now Visio Braille Vario Ultra, and they're just in a 20 and a 40. I don't know of any plans to make any bigger ones. So we've only recently started with those. We've also, from Visio Braille, selling a standalone scanner called the Poet Compact 2. These have previously been available from other sources under the previous name, but we've started bringing those back in from the guys in Germany. So I just need to get back to my cheat sheet. There we go. So we're also doing a couple of Daisy players that we get from a company in China. Again, I'm going to hold it up about there, Carl, somewhere.
Left. That'll do, yeah.
So we do the Evo 5 and the Evo 10, which the Evo 5 is a bit smaller. I haven't got the 5 out, but the 5 is a bit smaller than the 10, and it isn't Wi-Fi, so it doesn't tend to be particularly popular. The 10, it has the advantages of the Evo 10 are that it reads PDFs. It's got the Ivona voices on it, although Amazon have just bought them, so I'm not quite sure what's going to happen to those at the moment. And also, what else does it do? It's got 8 gig of internal storage before you need to put an SD card in it. So it's, something like a Stream or a Plex Talk doesn't have that. It will just, you have to put a memory card in it. So that's one of the other advantages. That is my actual unit. I use that all the time mainly for film audio and audio books and all the usual stuff. The only thing it doesn't do at the moment is it doesn't do Audible, which might be a little bit of a disadvantage, but if somebody was using that as a separate book reader to complement another device, then they could maybe have Audible on the other device if the other device was a phone, for instance. Another gadget, and again, I will switch some of these on in a little while if I've got time, and please somebody keep me abreast of time, because it's not... So we do a digital voice recorder there somewhere-ish.
Left.
There somewhere-ish.
Up a little bit.
It's good. It's like the golden shot for any of you that are old enough. So it's a little kind of fits very nicely in the palm of your hand. It's a bright yellow. These were grey originally. And we said to Talking Products that, grey's not a great colour for the visually impaired. But this is an affordable digital voice recorder, 4 gig of internal storage, 48 hours recording time, only one folder at the moment. Which again, some people might want more than one folder, but for most people who just want a nice little neat little digital voice recorder just to stick in a pocket or a bag, these are very popular. I sold two of these yesterday, actually, and they are, as Carl will confirm, they are yellow.
So they are yellow.
And they've got spoken voice prompts on them. Very simple, four button operation. So a lot less complicated than an Olympus, which is what I used to use. We don't sell Olympus products anymore. Now the DM7 has been discontinued. The DM770 isn't quite the same animal. We decided not to carry on with those. We can get them.
Okay. Graham, is this a point to, I'm just, you're just looking at time. Is this a point to just pop in with a few questions, if that's okay?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, okay. So I don't know, Carl, if we've any raised hands.
Yeah, I suspect let's have a quick look. Talk. We've got no hands at the moment, but there are a couple of questions. The first one was from Karina. Could you repeat the name of that little 5-inch voice activated?
Yes. So that is the Mercury Pocket Voice. In other parts of the world, it's known as the Mercury 6, which is strange because it's a 5-inch screen or a 5.5-inch screen. But yeah, the Mercury Pocket Voice.
Okay, that's brilliant. How much is the little brailer? The little
the braille labeler.
So it's 400, and again, I'm going to quote XVAT. And if that's something we need to address on the website at the moment, you just reminded me again. £499 for the unit itself. So it's mains battery as well. I didn't mention that earlier. If you want the 2-year extended warranty, which is normally 150, and two extra rolls of labels and the Dell keyboard, that would normally come to 680, but we're doing that as a bundle at the moment for 599. So you're getting the whole lot for less than the normal price of the 2-year extended warranty.
Oh, goodness.
I've had one or two people who've used them to the extent where, you know, they really have used them very, very heavily and have actually made use of the warranty, not because they go wrong, just because they've hammered them. One person hammered theirs so hard that it had to go back. But they are pretty durable.
Okay, that's perfect. We've also someone's asked if just we'll do this at the end anyway. It's about putting your contact details in there, and they're asking names of all the equipment so we can check it out online. But what we'll do is we'll put on Graham's website address and his email address for you guys to contact direct.
Yeah, that's great.
And also, anyone who has attended this webinar today, you will get an email, hopefully tomorrow, if I can get my act together, with Graham's, with all the information from the session, including all the contact details for Graham.
How much is the voice recorder, sorry, Graham?
$39.99.
Bargain.
Yes, we think so. They don't tend to stick around long. Waiting for stock. Should have stock in the next couple of days.
That's excellent. Right, thanks, guys, in the chat. I'm just going to go over to a couple of hands now. We have Mr. Derry Lawler. You can unmute yourself, Derry.
Regular webinar Wednesday attendee.
Here he is.
Can you hear me okay?
Hiya, yes.
We've got you.
Great. Hiya, Graham. Great to hear you. Just want to ask a quick question about braille embossers.
Yeah.
Is there any powerful ones? Are they still the index ones? And are they always as loud as they used to be? What's the deal on the embossers at the moment?
What was that? Are they still as loud?
Is there any portable ones? Not so much desktop units.
Oh, portable ones. Yeah, I thought that's what you said. Not that I'm aware of, no. Carl, are any of the Tiger ones, are any of them portable? They're not, are they?
What, embossers?
Yeah, we tend to just do the index. We do a lot of
the Embrail.
The Embrail you can get away with taking around with you. It's the smallest braille embosser there is on the market by quite considerable margin, but whether you'd call it portable.
Well, I'm not sure I would, but I've always stuck to doing index really, and I don't know of anything that's truly portable.
The Embrail is about three and a half, four kilos, so it's not ridiculous.
No, it's not portable. No, that's great, isn't it? Thanks very much.
Thanks, Terry.
Not really.
Okay. Tip, Terry. Right, that's... Hang on 2 seconds of the slide, sir.
Yeah, the Embrail is actually a nice device. Definitely a nice device as well.
Which one, the Embrail?
The Embrail, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it, actually.
We've got Mark Chamley.
Mark.
Mark, you should be able to unmute yourself. That's it. All yours.
Good afternoon, Mark. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Doing well, thank you. I use the app, Seeing AI app.
Yeah.
But of course, when you get something in columns, when you want it to read in a column, it won't. And then when you get something like a bank statement, which you want it to read by the cross, you start reading in columns. So I'm wondering, is there any that does a job like in reading?
Mark,
I think.
I did get all that, but your audio is very, 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 very faint.
I think you were getting further and further and further away from your microphone then.
I got it all, it's fine. I've got a cool sense of quality headset on.
No, it's only because the chat can't hear it, you see.
Oh, sorry.
They're basically... I think he's muted himself again.
Do you want to? I suppose the question really was just for the benefit of people who were listening. Mark is using Seeing AI,
yeah.
But he's looking, and actually it's very similar to an email question that came in.
It sounds identical
from Mark. So he's looking. I suppose he's asking. He's asking Graham, is there something that will read, and I guess a portable handheld scanning solution that will read for him things like columns, for example, a bank statement.
So if we're sticking to, I'm imagining, Mark, I think you've muted, but I imagine you're using that on an iPhone. So whether you wanted to try one of the other scanning apps like Voice Dream Scanner or Envision, we've talked about this a little bit before we came on air, and I know Envision have had an offer on recently. That might be one solution. A banking app might be another solution. And then it'll be worth trying something like the Mercury Pocket Voice handheld solution. I mean, you know, it's not heavy, and it's not massive. I'm showing it to Carl. It's very thin, and it's about, well, 5 inches, 6 inches, 6 inches square to be exact. So that might be another option, but it'll be worth maybe having a demo of that just to see, because otherwise there's not a great deal of portable options. Again, one of the new Optelec compacts that talk might be an option if it has to be handheld.
Compact six.
That's the thing I was trying to think of. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mark, for your question. And yeah, I think you did send us an email, so I'm glad you got to it before we came to the email. So thank you for that.
And just for your reference, Mark, if you are interested in the Compact six, we do sell that.
So give us a shout if you want.
Thought I'd just drop that one in.
Carl will happily help you.
Mr. Bazzoni, it's all yours if you'd like to unmute yourself, sir.
Hiya, James. How are you?
Okay. On your website, you have a tablet called the Insider. 32 braille cells, special braille screen. You've got it listed as weighing 1,000 kilos, which is interesting. I'm sure it doesn't weigh that much. And it also got a price tag of £6,000, which will keep it on the shelf, I expect. It's the top of the tree, as it were. We still make them, are they still the same price? And how would it be better, for example, than using a Windows tablet with a, a Focus 40 Blue, for example, or fifth generation Focus keyboard, which is the other option? So you had to back for this inside a tablet. Are they still going? Do you still sell them? And is it worth buying one?
Okay, so excellent question.
Great question.
I wasn't necessarily going to talk about the inside one this afternoon, having discussed that with you, Stuart. But yes, it's still available. It's 5,000 plus VAT, because at the moment we have an issue with the website where it's displaying all the prices in VAT until you check out. I am in the process of doing something about that. So it's 4,995 plus VAT. I suppose really the beauty of it is that it's all in one unit. It's really meant to be, I suppose the nearest equivalent would be an iPad Pro. So it's meant to be, you know, a braille tablet that the Perkins keys are indented into the glass with the braille display on the front. It will run JAWS at some point. I haven't seen the JAWS drivers for it yet. It's running NVDA at the moment. I suppose you've got one device there rather than two devices. I suppose it probably has some fairly stiff competition, to be honest, from the L Braille 40. But yes, it's still around. If you want to be absolutely honest with you, we haven't sold very many. But it is kind of one thing. It's meant to be like a braille tablet rather than a braille note taker. A lot of people say we don't like it hasn't got any buttons on it. It's not, you know, if it's competing, if it's like a Braille iPad, then it's not. It was never intended to have buttons on it.
No. How do the specs compare with the processor and that sort of thing compared with, say, an ordinary Windows tablet you can get these days?
It's actually based, I can't remember which Windows tablet it's based on, but it's running Windows 10, and this is the one product I didn't actually look up before this afternoon's session because I didn't actually think I was going to be talking about it, so I do apologize. If you want to contact me off webinar, I can send you all the specs, but I don't even know that if mine is the latest bang up to date spec either, so I don't want to give you the wrong information.
No, all right, we've got to look, but I think with that price tag of the 10 kilos, that keeps it on the shelf.
I need to check that as well. That does sound awfully heavy, I must admit. It is heavy, but it's because of the weight, I think, because of the Braille display in the front. It's about the same sort of price as a Polaris.
A thousand gram.
What's that, 10 kilograms, isn't it?
I think so, yes.
Yeah. If you want more, I can give you more information, but I want to make sure that all the information that's on the website in terms of spec is actually up to date. I'd need to quickly double check with the guys in Paris.
It shows pictures on it. Does so people can see what's on the screen? Is that the point?
Yes. You can have it visual, or you can turn the screen off and just use it audibly. So you have got a mixture there of speech, Braille, and visual. That is correct.
You can use Braille and Vision at once. If I was using it, I'd use it with the Vision, you see, so people could see what you're doing.
Yeah, you can do that. You can get the on-screen QWERTY keyboard up on it. You can plug a QWERTY keyboard into it. You've got a choice of Braille or QWERTY. Combination.
Are you covering this picture? When you have things around the Braille, are you covering the picture?
No, you can actually... I haven't had it on for a while, but you can definitely have it to display, what's on the screen.
It's probably a conversation, as you said, Greg.
I think
over the phone or go offline.
Yeah, give me a ring, give me an email, and we can talk about that. That'd be great. Thank you.
I thought you would be featuring it today.
Yeah, it's quite a new product, I suppose, as well, yeah. James. So it's one of those ones, but certainly by all means...
Still being developed, really. As I say, we were supposed to have had the JAWS drivers for it, and I haven't got them yet. So I think once it's running with JAWS, it will actually be a much more... It will give it some extra functionality, some extra kind of appeal, if you like. So.
Must have JAWS.
Sorry?
Must have JAWS.
Yes, I agree with you. Actually, although there's nothing wrong with NVIDIA.
Hopefully they will, but by all means get in touch with Graham, James, and have a chat, because it sounds like it could be certainly an interesting one for you to explore for yourself. Okay.
Thanks, James.
Thank you for that.
Right, yeah, we've got a few now. I've got Dave Beckett. You need to unmute yourself, Dave, please.
I have got lots more products to talk about as well.
I saw that name, by the way, on the participants list. I thought it was Dave Beckham for a sec. I thought it was Beckham coming to Webinar Wednesday. I said, God, wow. We've made it if the Beckhams are here.
Hi, can you hear me, Graham?
Yes, I can. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My first time on Zoom, so I was hoping I was pressing the right buttons.
You have? Well done.
Yeah. My question really is kind of the where you started with the portable, the Pocket Daisy book readers.
Yes.
I did get an Evo 5 some time ago. I looked at it. Wasn't really. I thought, I think I've got the wrong one here. Do you know what I mean? But I did, because I am a BookSense user, and believe it or not, I have got the BookSense standard and the, was it the XT or TX or whichever?
XT, yeah. We've spoken recently, haven't we? So.
Yes, we have. And yeah. I'll be talking to you again soon, Graham, rather than about my computer. Two questions. What about the Evo 10?
Yeah.
As I say, is it fully accessible in the sense of speech? Does everything speak? And also,
yes.
I believe on one of the lists that there is a slight issue possibly with the playback increments, the speed increments that they've not done a firmware fix for yet. Is that still the same? Or is there any signs of that being There's none about it.
Yeah. Now, again, I have literally, and I haven't managed to install it yet. This sounds like a bit like my answer to the previous question. There's a firmware update which I've received and haven't had a chance to install yet. So I would need to double check that and come back to you. The only thing that somebody raised with me yesterday was the fact that they're going to know, Carl, if you can see well enough. But somebody said to me yesterday that there's no print on the buttons.
Lift it up a bit higher for me, Graham.
There.
There is, you've got okay written on the okay button, a power record button you can see clearly. There's a music button, something that looks like a menu button.
Yeah, okay.
And then, without
is it as intuitive, if you're not, sorry, is it quite intuitive in the sense like,
I came from using a second gen stream and I haven't found it. Particularly difficult to swap across. No.
I have got a second gen stream, but because I've still in the box basically. I've had it a while. Right. I had it as a backup just in case my book sense packed in completely. Mm. Unfortunately, with the book sense, I personally think that was probably the best Daisy. Okay, it's not Wi-Fi, but I'm not bothered about that in the sense because I want a book player. I'm not bothered about other stuff. I tend to think in some cases, not all, but the more features they start to add to a product, that's when you start running into issues. A bit like apps on the iPhone.
I know what you mean.
But I think it's a very intuitive, the book sense. I think it's the best, personally, the best one that was ever on the market. They replaced it with the Blaze. I won't say anything more about that. I wish I could have
we used to sell them, but all of that stuff's on end of life.
Well, there's not been any firmware updates for about 4 years for that. Luckily, I didn't get one.
Yeah. If you want to come back to me and talk to me about the... Because we had a conversation about the Book Sense, and I can have another conversation with you about
it. It just seems such a shame that... Okay, once I don't know why they don't use... Well, I probably do know why, because they wanted to get rid of it and throw it in the bin in this day of, like, telling you that you mustn't throw things away and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they put their own battery in. Why you would think it would be beneficial to them to say, well, I've got two perfectly working book senses and hang on, there's some message just come right through my ears.
Give me a ring. Let's talk about this in a bit more detail. Guys, can you get batteries for the Book Sense?
No.
I wish Hims would think, well, okay, because they don't, why, first of all, I wish they would use batteries that you can get from anywhere, like Amazon, whatever, because it seems a shame to throw a perfectly good piece of equipment away.
Mm.
Just because
we don't mind doing that. We're looking into repairing stuff that's not been finalized yet either. So, let's talk about book players in a bit more depth. Maybe give me a call.
Yeah, I think this one needs to go offline, and Dave, if you want to email me, I'll try and see. I'll contact Hims to ask them about batteries.
There is a secondhand Book Sense in the pipeline, potentially. I haven't got it yet, but I'll come back to the refurb. I do definitely want to talk about the train and the refurb, and I've got about 20 minutes.
Okay. Right, we're going to get on now. I tell you what, Martin, we'll hang you off for just a couple of seconds, and then we'll come back to you in a minute, if that's okay, just to let Graham move along a little bit.
All right, so Graham. The floor is back to you, and then we'll continue with the questions another time.
Okay, brilliant. So I don't think we're going to be able to go into any detail with anything this afternoon, unfortunately. We've also just recently started selling the Dot Watch, the Smart Braille watch, which works with Android and an iPhone. At the moment, that will give time, date, stopwatch, timer, and notifications sent from your phone to your Dot Watch. I'm holding that up as exhibit, what's that? Exhibit Z, probably. I've got one or two exhibits already. So we do that in two strap lengths. So if you've got a small wrist, we do it in short and in long. and the it's a magnetic strap, so you can pretty much adjust it to the length you want, and it magnetically attaches. So so we've got those in stock. They are normally, we've just reduced them actually because we were told to by the manufacturers, because I think we put the wrong price on them to start with. So they're normally £299. I'm going to do them for £249 today as a special offer. So, we sell all the usual software. I mentioned some of it at the top when I was talking about Sight and Sound. What we do Dolphin Guide Connect, Dolphin Supernova. We do JDictate and JSay. So for those of you that come every week, you may well have been here a couple of weeks ago, was it, when Brian was there? I work quite closely with Brian and with Steve, not at Computer Room Services. Us freelancers need to stick together and all that. We do some large print and large key keyboards, which have their place. They appeal to various different people, especially the, we find the large key ones appeal to kind of people who have specific learning needs as well as a visual impairment. So we've sold a lot of those into organizations for people with cerebral palsy and that kind of thing. Mobile phone wise, we are doing the Capsys Mini Vision and Smart Vision, which again, Sight and Sound do sell those. We find, again, me and Stuart were talking about this before we came on, that the Mini Vision really is a very good replacement for the C5. I have actually a merry band of very committed C5 users, and we can actually still get hold of them as well, as new. They're not exactly cheap. We don't see them secondhand anymore, really, but we can actually do them new for about, with a full copy of Talks on, for about £250. But the Mini Vision is a good kind of natural replacement for the C5, and costs around about the same sort of price. I think the light is £249 and the main one's £299. I think I got that right. We're also doing the In Your Pocket, which I was going to demonstrate. I'm really not going to have time, sorry. So the In Your Pocket is a completely voice activated, based on a Samsung, completely voice activated mobile phone, which you can call people, you can text people. It's got RNIB, Calibre, Torch, Project Gutenberg, and LibriVox book libraries built into it, all streamed. It's got magazines, newspapers, magazines, and podcasts. It's really a very, very wide selection that you can search by book title, book type, or book subject, book author. And you can do the same with the newspaper articles. You can search for things with, you know, on certain subjects. So you can ask it to read headlines from various different newspapers and magazines. It's very versatile. It's just had Zoom put on it as well, so you can do your Zoom calls through it now. But it primarily calls, texts, and the libraries for people who don't want to interact with a smartphone with their fingers, or for a section of my customers who can't use their hands, which is why we got into doing JSay and JDictate. Because so, Stuart, did you want to say something?
No, you're okay, Graham. Work away.
We've also got a new Android-based solution, which I've literally got it such a short time ago that I haven't even had a chance to learn it yet. It's called the Corvus, which is it's an overlay for Android platform to make it easier for blind people to use the Android platform. So it takes away a lot of the clutter, and that's calls, text, music player. It does some other things. I really haven't had a chance to even play with it yet, and that's again Samsung-based. Haven't even got a price on that yet. The In Your Pocket, by the way, is £22 a month on a contract, or £528 outright.
And just for the contract, Graham, people can buy that through you as well.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. No, we're doing the contract. £22 a month. It's O2 only. Mm-hmm. So if you live in an area where there isn't any O2, then you know, we would check with you first before we made that kind of schoolboy error. So I've kind of mentioned the note takers, which are the Polaris and Polaris Mini, and scanners. It's the, again, scanning software and the Poet Compact 2 that I mentioned. All the standard screen readers. Right, okay, so we've also just started doing the Swarovski canes. white canes, which apparently they are lighter and more durable than the current offerings, and they are endorsed by Daniel Kish, the guy that invented echolocation. But me and Stuart were talking about this yesterday. Was it yesterday? Monday? Mm-hmm. Sometime yeah, this week, Monday, anyway. Yeah. I'm pleased to say we're going to have those in very shortly now. And they will be around about, depending on what combination you go for, they're going to be around about the £35-40 mark. I've heard rumour recently of certain brands of cane, the tips falling off mid-walk. That sounds horrendous to me. I'm not quite sure I could think of anything worse than suddenly being stranded by a disintegrating cane. But there we go. And then we do the memory stick players, which are really, really popular. We do the Sovereigns, the Sovereign 2, the Sonic 2, and the new Solo, which is like Walkman-based. So I'm just showing my age there, portable based option, and they play the memory sticks that you might get from Calibre or your local Talking News service or anything like that. And the two other main aspects of what we do, that is all new equipment, but we do basically anything that you need, we can source refurbished to order. We carry a tiny bit of stock. There's a tiny bit of refurb stock on the website just at the moment, but we generally source that to order. So you make a request and we'll find it for you. For the private users, the unfunded, non-funded amongst you, it pretty much cuts the cost in half, because your refurbish is roughly about about half the price of the new stuff. And the other thing that I spent most of my life doing before lockdown was, and I've done a little bit since, is on-site face-to-face training. A lot of that is subcontract for access to work and disabled students allowance. And that is mainly Fusion, JAWS and JSA with a smattering of other things. We are now doing that by Zoom. We do it on site cheaper. We have a separate rate for private individuals, or obviously at the moment there is no on site. So we've always done a special offer for £25 an hour or five for £100, which was over the phone. But now, since the Zoom revolution is we're trying to do as much of it as possible by Zoom. So.
Okay, so there's loads of stuff there. And I suppose, Graham, just before we go back over to the questions, I know there's lots of people I think want to engage with you, but people can purchase online, isn't it, on your website?
Yes. So at the moment, the way that works, please don't be put off by the prices, because as I say, I'm going to get that fixed. I'm going to talk to the web developers to get that fixed. But at the moment, you'll see an inclusive VAT price. And then when you go to the checkout, if you're UK VAT exempt, I'm sorry, I don't know how it works in the Irish Republic or in the south of Ireland, but if you're UK VAT exempt, then when you go to the checkout, you tick a box to say I'm VAT exempt, and it takes the 20% off at the checkout. As I say, we're doing the offer on the Dot Watch. It's £50 off the Dot Watch just for this webinar this afternoon. Don't go and try and buy that through the website, because that's still got the full price on it.
So you'd have to contact me. People contact. Okay, so people can contact you. And just for people who are listening over here in Ireland, you obviously will claim your VAT back when you get a receipt from Graham. Through the VAT reclaim system here, but we can help people do that as well.
Cool. That's outside of my expertise. You can buy all the products through the website, and you can pay through PayPal or by card. We take all major credit cards. And probably some minor ones actually over the phone.
Okay.
We take bank transfer, we take PayPal, cash in a brown envelope.
I'm just conscious if there's people listening to this session after the event. So maybe there's someone listening on Friday. Will you accept that special on the Dot Watch for a couple of days?
Yeah, as long as they say they heard about it through this webinar, through Webinar Wednesday. So if they quote Webinar Wednesday, that's good enough for me.
Quote Webinar Wednesday.
Quote Webinar Wednesday. Okay. I just thought of that.
Lovely bit of branding. Okay.
What was I going to say? I don't know what I was going to say. So I'm hoping there are some questions.
Okay, let's go back to Carl and see how the questions are going. I think there's definitely some people with their hands raised.
Yeah. Hang on 2 seconds.
I think Martin wanted to come in.
Yeah, Martin Lawler. Just hang on 2 seconds. I'm just going to go back to the chat box just for 2 seconds. What was the name of that little voice recorder?
It's called the MicroSpeak Plus. It's actually a British product as well. From Talking it? Products. Blimey. Yeah, I know. It's crazy, isn't it? You talk about the little yellow one, yeah? That one. So that's the, yeah. So $39.99, MicroSpeak Plus.
Daniel Owens asked, the in your pocket, you gave a flat fee there. Does that still come with unlimited calls and text?
Yep.
Surely that can't be a lifetime thing for that flat fee.
Well, apparently the only cap is on the data. As far as I'm aware, it is unlimited calls and text, but it's 5 gig a month of data. But if you're in your house, stick it on your wireless, on your Wi-Fi. Otherwise, you're going to burn. If you listen to a lot of books, you're going to burn through 5 gig of data quite fast, very fast, in fact. So, yeah, as far as I'm aware, as long as you have that contract at £22 a month, you will get unlimited text and unlimited calls, unless somebody tells me otherwise from Real Sam. Then, as far as I'm concerned, that's the case.
That seems about right for that price, anyway. Christine's just put. Oh, that's the one where you asked me to identify the buttons, isn't it? The voice recorder.
Yes, the little yellow one.
Oh, no. What was the one you held up that you asked me to identify the buttons on?
That you thought there was no text on the buttons or someone had said.
Oh, that was, sorry. So that's the Evo 10 Daisy player.
Ah, Daisy player. There you go, Christine. The Evo 10.
That's the Evo 10. Evo 10 Daisy player. So that's it's very similar to a Victor Stream or a Plex Talk Pocket.
Okay, that's brilliant. Peter Coe just asked, what was the name of the new software Graham said that he has got based on the Android phones?
It's called Corvus. I think it's C-O-V-R-U-C. Hang on. I'm dyslexia kicking in. C-O-R-V-U-S. It might be a K. I'd have to go in and get Jaws to interrogate Jaws to find out. But it's very new and it's from the Czech Republic. I have to be very careful because the Canes are from Slovakia and I have to be very careful to get it the right way around so I don't offend anyone.
I don't want to start
another war. Off. So, yeah.
So that's fine. That sorts out Peter's. Right, Mr. Lawler, free to unmute yourself, sir.
Zoom webinar audio now unmuted.
Hi, Martin.
How's it going, Stuart?
Martin's only up the road from me here, so it's good to have someone else.
How's it going, Graham? Enjoying the webinar of Graham.
I have the
Evo E10 player.
A
couple of things I want to ask. If you use a stereo mic with it, will it record in stereo? Because I know it only records in mono.
I'm never going to say anything I'm not sure about. I think. It's stereo, but I would need to double check because I've only used it to listen with. I've used the inbuilt recording, but I've not connected the mic to it. Sorry, I can find out for you. Definitely drop me an email. I can definitely find out for you.
I emailed Daniel in China, and he said it only records in mono.
Well, he's the manufacturer, so he should. Yeah. Let me double check with somebody who probably in this country probably has actually done that in anger and that's a shame if it is.
It sounds like, and I could be wrong here, Graham, but it sounds like the type of thing that might happen in a firmware update if the hardware supports it, I suppose.
I think so. I can go back and ask again if you'd like me to, Martin. So
okay, yeah, that'll be
I need to talk to him anyway, so
yeah, it's a pretty good player.
I agree with you. I definitely agree. I think those three things that I outlined, the three things for me that it does over and above what the stream does for me, the voices are better. You've got the inbuilt onboard storage and you've got the PDF.
Yeah. But you can't subscribe to the podcast like the stream. Like
And talking to Daniel, certainly with the Audible side of it, he said it's not possible to get it to work with Audible for some reason, but it's a shame that it isn't. You haven't got the podcast subscriptions with it. No, I agree. Yeah. I think that might be coming. I think the Audible is a. I don't think they can fix that, but I think the podcast thing might be coming.
But it has the radio tuning app on it now as well.
Yes, it does.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Need headphones plugged in to make that work, though, because it uses the headphones as an aerial, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds fantastic, Martin. Thanks a million.
Okay, thank you.
All right, talk to you soon. Thanks very much.
Hang on, I muted myself and I'm trying to talk again. we now have a mobile number. So if you are 07521, I won't read out any more than that because obviously it is your full number.
Okay, so hello to whoever this is. I think you may need to press star.
They've already, they should be unmuted.
Unmute yourself, yeah.
They've done it. Hello?
Can you hear us? I think sometimes you have to press star 7 if you're asked to unmute on a mobile.
I haven't tried it.
Possibly not. We get very few people, but sometimes people do call in on the phone.
Would I be able to verbally give out the contact details before the end for people?
Please,
who...
Graham. Yeah, and we give them out
we'll,
again.
We'll
the
type them into the chat box as well for you, mate. That's
okay, cool. Awesome.
Right, I'm just going to mute you again. Sorry about that mobile phone number.
Contact me. Feel free to call me, email me.
Weird having a conversation.
From having emailed Graham in the last couple of days, we've been planning this session there. He's ultra fast with his replies. So get in touch with info@aspireconsultancy.co.uk.
Got a dash in it.
Right.
Got a dash in it. info@aspire-consultancy.co.uk.
Oh, don't forget the dash. You'll get someone completely different.
it'll bounce. I don't think there is another one. I think it'll bounce.
All right.
So
there can't be two companies like that, Stuart.
true, Carl.
We are unique. It's very true. There we are.
There's only one, Carol. Carol Carr, you should be able to unmute yourself.
Oh, Carol's in Dublin as well. Hi, Carol. All the Dublin people are here today.
Maybe I need to come to Dublin, hi.
I think you have to come over, Graham. Absolutely. Hiya, yeah. Carol.
Hi there. Hi, Stuart. Yeah, thanks. Very, really enjoyable session. So I wanted to ask you about the scanners. I kind of had to pop out when you first started talking about them. Mm-hmm. But I'm using a clear reader from Octolex because I like to read print books, and obviously I'm visually impaired. Mm-hmm. Maybe books you can't easily get in mainstream libraries for course reading. And the clear reader is okay. I've kind of got the updated thing on it as well and an updated chip, new thing. But in your experience, what do you know, or maybe people generally know, what's the best scanner that people are using?
There's not as many. I'm sure the guys will agree with me. There's not as many standalone scanners on the market as there used to be. There's a lot less, in my opinion. We've got this new Poet Compact 2, which I think is going to be very good in terms of accuracy. What else is there? Because a lot of them have been discontinued, haven't they? The obsolete one is, you know, the clear reader is one that we have supplied. The smart reader from Enhanced Vision, Optilec Enhanced Vision,
got the Omni reader as well.
Yes, that's true.
The Optilec is clear reader is kind of portable, although I don't take it around much. It's really, I want the best accuracy. You know, it doesn't matter if it's not portable necessarily.
If you want the best accuracy for a scanner, then you're going to be looking no further than an Orcam.
An Orcam, is that a handheld one or a flatbed one?
Wearable.
Is that the new Orcam Read? Are you talking about?
No, to be fair, any of the others. As long as you don't want it to read columns, you're fine. Mm. I mean, as in, not columns, bank statements, you'd be fine.
Oh, but... no, I don't want to read bank statements. I just put them straight in the bin. I don't read them.
I actually think the clear reader, for the issues you might be having, I actually think, in my experience, the clear reader is pretty good. It is pretty good.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It just, over time, it can... But I'll go back to Optics about that. But that's useful because I was just wondering if other people are using... other things that they are quite a bit better than that. It does have its issues, but it's really not bad for an ordinary textbook. And probably I need to go back to them to see.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting to see how good the Poet, if the Poet Compact 2 is as good as we think it's going to be. And we've got one coming in from Germany. We're going out to a customer for them to have a look at in Scotland. So it'll be very interesting to hear
how do you spell that? How do you spell the compact?
Poet, Poet Compact 2. It's not even on our website. It'll be on later this week.
Yeah, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you, Carol.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Carol.
Good to hear you.
Right, it's all back to you, young man.
Sorry? All right, Graham. You're back.
Oh,
you're
me? On. Right. You've got 2 minutes, so assuming you're going to finish. promptly. I don't know whether you take
as long as you want, mate. We won't kick you out.
Please don't say that to me, because you'll still be here at tea time. So
no, we often go to the after, so there's no problem.
I'm just going to do the contact information for those that want it verbally. So I think the two easier things to remember are info@aspire-consultancy.co.uk, info@aspire-consultancy.co.uk. The website is the same, except it's www.aspire-consultancy.co.uk. And for anybody who's good at remembering phone numbers, and these days with all the technology we have now, especially with the iPhone, I can't remember phone numbers anymore. When I used to use a Parrot, I used to know everybody's off the top of my head. That's not the bird, by the way. That's the now defunct Parrot organizer. So the phone number is 01904-762-788, 01904-762-788. So just to kind of give
you... Can you just do that one again? 01904-762-788.
Yeah, it went a bit Dalek at this end.
No, I've put it in the chat as well.
Okay, cool. So... I've kind of, without being able to really demonstrate anything, I've kind of talked about everything I wanted to talk about in kind of summary in brief detail. Are there any more last minute comments, questions?
Nothing at the minute, unless you nothing do want to do something in a bit more in depth.
Is there anything? So on the table, I've got. We've lost Stuart. Oh, there he is. Am I still here?
Yes.
I am still here. Okay.
Yeah.
I've got the In Your Pocket. I've got the MicroSP, which I just tried to smash. I've got the Evo. I've got the Capsys phones, which I didn't mention, but I think you guys have possibly seen those or certainly spoken about those before. I've also got the Mercury Pocket Voice that I put on the table. And I've got the Braille Labeler, although... you're not going to get a lot out of a demo of that, really, because all you'll be able to hear is the demo coming out at the end of it, probably. So I might not do that. But if not, I mean, I am very happy. I'm very happy to kind of wrap it up. And if people want individual demo sessions, I'm very happy to do those over Zoom or talk to people in more depth about individual products that they might be interested in, over the phone or over Zoom or...
There is a quick one. It's just from Peter Coe. Could you explain about the Mercury Pocket Voice?
Yeah, I'm going to turn it. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll pick it up. I'll turn it on. Hopefully it will come on. I tested it earlier. It was working. So 5.5-inch video magnifier comes with a little flip-up stand, which, Carl, you can see that's...
Yeah, there's a stand there, yeah.
And then also it comes, we can sell a separate stand where the device is actually on an arm. So if you were scanning kind of larger amounts of material, you would get a much more consistent. Why is that not coming on? I tested this before I started. I might not be holding that in for long enough. It was working because I tested it. I wonder if it's gone flat actually during the. So I charged it and I put some charge in it before the session. Has Peter got any specific? Do you want to unmute him or has he got any specific questions about the gadget? It's not coming on, Carl, for some reason.
No, he just put it. I think it's just literally to go through. It's obviously like you say, it's a voice activated. Video magnifier, so I'm assuming from that point you can tell it to zoom in, zoom out, take a picture.
Yeah, so the voice commands are take picture, make bigger, make smaller, change color, and it tells you what color it's changed it to, so high contrast, yellow on green, yellow on blue. Oh, here we go. It took a while, goodness me. Right, I don't know. So it's got freeze frame on it. Not take picture, because there's nothing underneath it. Change color. White on black. Change color. Black on yellow. Change color.
Yellow on black.
Make bigger. Make smaller. No, I've not actually got it to scan anything. I'll have to, if people actually want to hear it scanning, I'll have to get up and get what I prepared earlier from the... I'm quite conscious that I'm there's a lot of wires around. Right, let's... Now, I'm doing this completely at random. So I picked up a magazine that came through the door. So this is kind of a proper test. I don't know how flat I'm going to get this either. So let's just see. Take picture. Put it near the microphone. Just thinking about it. At the moment, I think it's only in magnification mode. I don't know if I can change this without sight. Oh, there we go. Yes. Oops. Except that was then nowhere near. Let's see what happens. Let's try that. Yeah, I'm not getting, I don't know whether that's because there's nothing much on the page or
whether that's fine.
Whether it's not flat enough or whether it's the lighting, I'm not quite sure. But
it's not easy to demonstrate something with a screen like that when you've got no visual representation yourself. I appreciate that anyway.
Yeah, so we can possibly arrange to do a better demonstration of that if people are really interested. So it's £825 at the last look. So
we've got Michael Cassidy just saying how his caliber accessed via the pocket.
It has a you can ask it to actually either to go directly to the caliber library, or you can, when you go into the list of books or the list of libraries, that it actually lists them in numerical order. So, you know, if R&RB is number one, you know, caliber's number two, torch is number three, and then you would just then say to it, you know, you would choose number three. Hang on, I can do this quite easily. Just start. None of these gadgets start up very quickly, I find.
No, and while you're doing that as well,
there's somebody at the door, actually. Let me just say, sorry, guys, I will be back. Just give me 2 minutes.
No problem. So, yeah, I'm just, sorry, and my apologies. I had internet issues. They seem to have resolved. Virgin Wi-Fi was...
You don't get news reporters just standing up in the middle of a BBC interview, do you?
You don't know.
Excuse me, there's someone at the door. I love he's the best.
So just to remind anyone who is here, who joined us a little bit late, that there's no webinar Wednesday next week, but we're a week after we'll be back with Blind Vets. Carl will not be with us the week after because he's on holidays, but Carl and I will be back the week after again together. So it'll be a long time.
We'll have to think about running another clinic as well soon, I think.
I think it is. Actually, I think it's a good point. I think it's time for another open forum. Just bring your questions and get a couple of people from Sight and Sound to sit on the panel and just... come with your questions, and it kind of ties in with back to school and back to, you know, hopefully maybe as we're all beginning to come back out of our homes after so much time of working from home or studying from home or just being, you know, not able to travel around. Here's Graham back. So yeah, we'll look at that for a couple of weeks' time after our session with the guys from Blind Vets.
List books.
So just for your information, guys, Graham has got his In Your Pocket out now.
Books 2, RNIAB Library 3, Caliber 4, Project Gutenberg 5.
Can you hear that or not?
I like her voice, Graham. Very. I thought she was kind of Scottish, but she's more British, is she?
She's English, yeah.
English, okay.
4. You're
not British.
Sorry. I'm from Ireland. I'm politically incorrect.
You like Americans, everything. Oh, you're from the UK? Brilliant.
List books from Caliber.
Caliber Audio Library improves the quality of life for
straight to Calibre.
Problems or other disabilities who cannot read, print by bringing them the pleasure of reading through a free nationwide postal service of recorded books. The first five books of a fair number coming up. One.
Right, that's brilliant. While you're just doing that one, we've just got a question from Peter Foster. Does the In Your Pocket surf the net? If not, do you know of a suitable voice-activated phone for someone who also is unable to use their hands?
Hang on a second. For surfing the net, so I'm trying to shut my In Your Pocket up, actually. Stop talking.
Started.
Stop. Right, she's stopped now. So, yeah, because it's actually quite interesting because we sent a refurbished iPhone to a guy who's nearly 90 because he wanted to be able to, he has an In Your Pocket, and he wanted to be able to, you know, open websites with his voice on the iPhone. And I don't know if any of you know or not, but you can't do that now without, you have to, if you want to look at, if you wanted to go to the Aspire Consultancy website now, you can't just say, hey Siri, open www.aspire-consultancy.co.uk. You've got to create a shortcut for each individual website that you go to. Now you can say, hey Siri, search the web for Aspire Consultancy, but this guy wanted to jump specifically to it. So we actually supplied him with a standard Android phone to do that. I think it was a Nokia 5. The Corvus may well do it. I haven't tested it yet. I would imagine you can't do that with a mini vision, but you could probably do that with the full size smart vision.
Yeah.
Yep. You can't do the mini vision doesn't do the internet, does it?
No, it has no internet. The smart vision, you've got Hey Google on there, haven't you? Being an Android 5.
Yeah. Yeah, so
you can click the right hand side button and do exactly the same with it. Yeah.
So it's exactly the same as the Nokia, as using the Nokia 5 that we sold this guy. I don't know if there's any plans to add a web browser to the In Your Pocket. I certainly haven't heard of anything forthcoming. I haven't spoken to them for a little while. We haven't had a meeting for a while. What else is there? Yeah, so smart vision or a standard Android phone, maybe the Corvus when I get into it. Probably your best bet. I think Apple, there's a couple of things that you can't do with the iPhones now that you used to be able to, which is quite frustrating. Because you used to be able to do that. You used to be able to say, hey Siri, open, blah, blah, blah. And it used to do it.
Now it pauses, doesn't it? And sits there and opens up. It can open up different options, but not actually go to exactly where you want it to go, which is a complete...
As I say, the only way to do it now is to set up a shortcut for each individual website, a voice shortcut. That's the only way to do it with VoiceOver and Siri now.
Which is ridiculous.
So out of the ones that we sell, probably the Smart Vision or maybe the Corvus, but as I say, I've only literally just unboxed it. I just realised I forgot something, actually. We've got the, again, it's not on the website, that's why I've forgotten it, the Buzz Clip. I mentioned the Canes earlier. I think I mentioned the Buzz Clip to you, didn't I, Stuart?
You did.
So it is, where's it gone? I don't want to cut anybody off. Where is my Buzz Clip? Ah, there it is. So again, I haven't actually,
right.
That's part of it anyway.
Up. There you go.
Oh, I don't know. So that clips on, you can clip on the top of your cane. It can clip on your clothing. I guess it could go on your guide dog harness. Or your guide dog lead, but it will warn you a bit like the handle of the Ultra Cane. It will warn you of objects that are either above you or in front of you. Much cheaper than the Ultra Cane, and essentially does the same thing.
Well, I've just got a couple. Dawn Bridgehouse has made us aware that it is important to mention that the In Your Pocket does not actually ever belong to the person. If the person decides to end the contract, they have to send the phone back. There you go.
Okay. I know that, I don't want to mention any names. I know someone is in discussion with Real Sam about that at the moment. That's all I can say. Because theoretically, you know, if we take out a contract with whoever, yeah, when that contract ends and we then upgrade to a new phone, then
The handset is ours.
Exactly. And there are people who are now, good afternoon, Dawn, by the way. We are now seeing people who were originally supplied with a Doro in your pocket, who are now, you know, when they after the first year of their contract, or whatever, and are now, as far as I know, are now getting the Samsungs.
May I just ask, Graham, there's a question came up in the chat from Daniel Owen, and he's saying, surely if you pay the £525 and buy the thing,
yeah, then it's yours.
Yeah, okay,
absolutely. Yeah, 528.
But if you buy on the contract, the €22 or £22 per month.
Yeah, it needs clarifying, because okay. I know one of the other resellers, I'm not going to say who it is, but one of the other resellers is currently discussing that with RealSam.
Does that mean you've got to sign up then for a minimum of 2 years for the phone to be yours?
Yeah, I think that's probably going to be the case. It's a 2-year contract, isn't it? Yeah. So
that'll take it up to about roughly the same amount of money, and then obviously.
Yes, that's the idea. Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
I see absolutely. That's my own personal opinion. Before I get myself into trouble, I see absolutely no reason why that shouldn't work the same way as any standard phone that you would get from a standard phone provider. So as you say, Carl, at the end of the 2 years, that's your handset to sell on eBay or whatever.
Yeah. I think this is the question now. Daniel's just asked again. Hi, Dan. Saying about, so does that mean the £22 monthly price is included on top of the 528? Because for the 528, you're not going to get an unlimited contract, are you?
I thought if you bought the 528, then you would. Yeah, you'd have to put your own SIM card on it, because you'd be buying the handset outright. It would just like be me walking into, you know, not Carphone Warehouse anymore, is it? Currys PC World, whatever it's called this week, and buying a Samsung S20 off the shelf outright, and then putting my own SIM card on it. So I think as far as I know, if you're buying it for 528, you're putting your own SIM on it.
Oh, is that what it is? So you're not tied into the O2 contract then?
No, my understanding is, well, you'd still need, as far as I'm aware, it only works with O2.
O2, so it does, yeah. I've been told this as well.
I don't think there would be anything to stop you paying £528, and then, you know, my local garage, they sell pay-as-you-go O2 SIM cards for 99p. I don't think it would pay as you go ones. I don't think there'd be anything to stop you putting your own O2 SIM card in it if you bought the phone outright for £528. This is my understanding.
And Daniel Owen says, I think it needs clarification.
I agree.
Because in the past they've said that it doesn't belong to you. Yeah.
It's being challenged. I don't want to use the chat word challenged, but sure. I just have. It's being challenged at the moment. So not by me.
There's an easy route around it, Dan. Just buy an iPhone.
Thanks. That's a sale of the in your pocket. I'm only joking. I'm a massive iPhone Apple user, Apple fan. You know, I've had iPhones since the 3GS, so I love the iPhone. Lived my whole life for it. So, but at the same time, it's not the right solution for everyone.
No, exactly. There are different solutions for everyone, aren't there?
Yeah, absolutely. Which is why we try and offer as much choice. I use quite a lot of these products myself, and I really don't sell anything that I really don't like, or I don't think it's any good. I won't do it. Or if I think the market's already flooded, there is another phone option which I can think of, which again there's quite a few people selling it already, and I just thought, well, there's probably enough people selling it already. That's actually the Blind Shell. It's getting very good reviews at the moment, actually, but there's at least 3 or 4 different people selling it already, and I just thought.
Got the Synaptic as well, haven't you?
Yeah, sorry, completely slipped my mind for some reason. We don't sell Synaptic stuff. I know you guys do, don't you?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's loads of different things. It's
there is.
Giving, like you say, it's just giving that end user the chance to get their hands on a bit of everything, to find and work out
exactly
what is absolutely perfect for them, and that's
it. Yeah, that's right. And at some point, I'm assuming that the exhibitions and the drop-in days will start up again, and we'll be able to get out there and start showing stuff to people again.
Exactly. I was just going to say that, Graham. I think one of the challenges at the moment is there's lots of people hearing about lots of new tech, hearing about names, but nobody can. It's very hard. Well, you can get your hands on stuff if you make the right calls, but it's harder.
Oh, well, yeah.
I think exactly as you say, once exhibitions start up and people can start getting out and about safely to look at this stuff, then you can, it really helps you to make a choice, I think, when you're trying to look at one product and compare it against another.
Yeah, as far as I know, at the moment, everything is the non company specific exhibitions. As far as I'm aware, there is one planned in Derbyshire on the end of October. I don't know if that will go ahead or not, but there's nothing else. Everything else is cancelled.
We just got a chat message from Peter Coe. He said he just had a look on the website. He's on the In Your Pocket website. The Samsung phones have actually gone up, he says, to £25 a month.
Well, I wasn't aware of that. They haven't told us that.
£25.99 or £6.19 outright.
They've not advised us of that.
I bet they've changed the backbones, haven't they? Now?
You've caught me, really have caught me out on that one, because that's not something I was even remotely aware of. We weren't told about the inclusion of Zoom. I heard that from one of the other resellers. So they've not, you know, we've not had a meeting with them for a while. They were running periodic Zoom calls with all the British interested parties or resellers, but there hasn't been one for a while. We certainly weren't aware of that. So apologies for the misinformation. That's quite an increase. Okay.
So anyway, lots of things for people to find out about, yep. Of course, and they can contact you, Graham, and the contact details you've given already. And of course, we'll send out those contact details by email to everybody who attended the webinar today, along with the links where you can catch this on YouTube and on our podcast page if you want to go back and hear it again, or if there's anything that you missed. Just before we finish up, we'll go over to Carl. In case there's any more raised hands or questions, if any of you want to get your last question in, now is a really good time to do it.
We've got Dave Beckett again, not Dave Beckham.
All right, Dave.
Yeah, it's only a quick one about the In Your Pocket. I have actually spoke to RealSam about 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
About this. It was because I actually said, I was basically the phrase, how does it get to the library? And it's streamed. And I thought, I said, why can you not download, instead of using your 3 gigs of data, why can you not download the books at home? But basically you can't, it's all streamed. And no, if you buy it outright, you, like some people have said, the phone technically isn't yours. Said, we won't probably ask for it back because it'll probably be some outdated piece of equipment by then, but they will turn all the services off. So it won't be much use because the phone isn't unlocked. I don't think they unlock it.
No.
So you basically have to carry on. They're bringing out some new contracts, and there's going to be the £22 one for 3 gig. And then you can pay £30 for 10 gig. So right. So if you want 10 gig, you've got to pay like £30. So it's an ongoing, whether you buy it outright, it's an ongoing subscription, unless otherwise they turn basically everything off, which to me is wrong. And it put me right off.
Even if you bought it outright?
Absolutely.
Yeah, this definitely needs clarifying with them, because I honestly wasn't aware of some of this stuff.
And they have got this new handset out, this from the Doro handset to this. Is it the handsome Android one?
The one we've got is a Samsung. I've had it a while. I don't actually know what model it is. I interrogated it and I got a model number out of it. When I Googled it, it was a bit ambiguous. I don't know.
Well, it was a bit ambiguous. When I
think it's a J.
I spoke to too.
A J3 maybe. I'm not sure. Carl, can you?
It looks like a J3 or a J5.
Yeah, you can
pretty
I'm not
much
sure.
Guarantee then that they'll bring a new one out because obviously they run out of stock.
Yeah.
Quite quickly.
Yeah.
Samsung
X Cover 4S.
That's and it, also, which means also, nothing to me whatsoever.
No, so. Me neither.
No.
Am I still speaking? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't sure. Also, I was asking about roaming with it. And if you go
sure
out of the
can.
Country... No, you can't. So
no,
it becomes basically useless if you because you can't change the SIM. So
why won't it? No, the SIM. So you don't have to change the SIM. It's the network. Now O2 will change because O2 is all owned by BT and what's the Spanish company?
They're a credit called Telefonica.
Telefonica.
So
that's all South America and Spain. So there must be. I have a strange feeling that would flick between Telefonica
Maybe.
Well, I was told that the library service wouldn't work. And
no, that probably
also, like, I mean, my friend in Australia, who would go and say, no chance, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it isn't, the roaming is at best very ambiguous.
It is available in Australia for Australian users.
Yes, it is, but it's on there, runs, Telstra.
Telstra, yeah. The guy that runs RealSam is Australian.
That's right, yeah.
Brendan, he spends half his time in Washington, half his time in Melbourne. So,
but I think it's wrong that you've got, even once the phone is yours, or when you, like you say, with a normal phone contract, once 24 months is up, that handset is yours and you can get it unlocked or whatever, the minute you want. And probably, what, for 30 quid a month, you probably get an up-to-date handset, if you know what I mean.
In terms of streaming, Dave, then I would encourage anybody who's using it where there is a Wi-Fi connection to put it straight on the Wi-Fi connection and not use up your data.
But if you're not mobile, the problem is they should let you be able to download the books to your phone. So you can basically get a stack of books on your phone, and then when you're out, you don't have to use your 3 gig of data.
Sure. I'm going to take this back to them. I'm going to request a meeting.
Because I think if they don't do something, Graham, I think it's days are numbered, to be quite honest, if they don't do something about it.
All right, guys, I think there's probably little more we can do on this one today, but I know Graham is going to take it back to the guys in RealSam. And
I don't know how quickly that will get answered, anyway. But I will in the next week or so, hopefully.
Thank you, Dave, for your feedback as well. Very, very useful. Yeah, give me a call. Engaging with us. So I just want to thank Graham Longley from Aspire Consultancy. Graham, it's been truly a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you for having me.
Sharing all your time and expertise with us.
Thanks for the hard questions, guys. Thanks, Carl. Thanks, Stuart.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm sure people will get in touch with you. And again, as I say, we'll send out Graham's information tomorrow. You will see this available on podcast and on YouTube in the next day or so. We're not here next week. No webinar Wednesday next week, but we are here in 2 weeks' time. Thanks to Carl, as always. And we look forward to talking to you all on the 12th of August. Thanks a million.
And thank you to you, Stuart.
Thanks, Carl.